The NYPD had apparently been watching Pimentel for 2 years, ever since getting a tip that he was an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. And Commissioner Ray Kelly says a couple months ago, Pimentel started stocking up on ingredients he would need to follow bomb-making directions from Anwar al-Awlaki's website.
We had always planned to take him into custody before he could detonate a fully operational bomb.
And that's what they did 3:30 Saturday afternoon at Pimentel's Washington Heights apartment, where Kelly says one of the bombs was already in the works.
Pimentel planned to test the effectiveness of the bombs by planting them in mailboxes and detonating them.
The eventual targets: police cars, U.S. service members, and a police station in Bayonne. Mayor Bloomberg showed video of the potential damage. A car bursting into flames, scattering glass and shrapnel. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at City Hall.